The report is titled In the Shadow of the Wall, Family Separation, Immigration Enforcement, and Security. Jeremy Stack and 60 other binational researchers surveyed deportees along the U.S.-Mexico border for 2 years. He's a doctoral student at the University of Arizona School of Geography and Development.
We surveyed 1,113 recently deported migrants, once they're in Mexico, about their experiences crossing, being apprehended, going through various types of enforcement programs to get a better idea about what's going on the border.
He says results paint a different portrait of deportees than the common perception of young single men with no real ties to the U.S. He says 1 in 4 have family members or children who are U.S. citizens. That's the research he says requires the most attention from Washington.
Priority 1 is increase the number of family visas and decrease the wait times. A number 2 has to be take a really hard critical examination of these enforcement programs and reconceiving what it is to secure the border.
Slack says the cost of keeping immigrants in detention centers for what can sometimes be years is too high, and it is not an effective deterrent, considering about 70% of those surveyed said they would try to cross into the U.S. again.
And if you're actually talking about increasing these penalties and increasing this, that's more and more and more money and more people.
The report, Slack says, is meant to put border issues into context as members of Congress craft immigration reform proposals. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.